Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for letting us wake up this morning. I pray that everyone here can find a home with you, God, whether that's spiritual or physically. I pray for the people that are hurting, whether they've lost a friend or they're just having stressful days. Help them with that. And I pray for the athletes that are playing today. Prevent any injury. And for those who are injured, just help them with a speedy recovery. And it's your name I pray. Amen. Let's read 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous and be strong.
Be seated, y'all. Today's chapel speaker is a bald guy with a great shoe game, but it's not Dr. Sears. Our speaker today is a lover of Tommy Bahama, a conductor of great music, a singer of bass. Give it up for Mr. Lester Ray Miller III.
Hello. How's everybody doing today?
I'm going to stand over here because I usually stand over there, so I know what those people look like, and I don't really know what you look like. Hi. How's it going? Oh, I know some of you. Yay. How's it going, Cookie? Okay, so today we're going to talk about pet peeves, not home. How many of you have a pet peeve? Pet peeve is someone that finds a particular something that a particular person finds especially annoying. Meaning that everybody else can like deal with it, but you're like, this is awful. So how many of you have a pet peeve? Okay, how many of you, when you arrived here and moved into a room with somebody you didn't know, found out you had different pet peeves than you knew before? Don't raise your hands on that one. That made me a bad idea. Well, since I'm in charge today and I have the microphone, we're going to talk about my pet peeves. We're going to do top three, because I have many, so we'll just do the top three, right? Ooh, click. Ooh. Okay. If I would have redone this yesterday afternoon, I would have changed this a little bit, but anybody that turns into the far lane and into a two-lane road just drives me batty. If we're approaching the same intersection and you're turning right and I'm turning left and it's a two-lane road, there's two lanes for a reason. You're supposed to turn into the nearest lane, not the farthest lane. Forest? That's actually a preview because I'm not a grammatical person, but number two is people who use a qualifier with the word unique. Unique means one of a kind. Something can't be very unique or sort of unique, or really unique. It is either unique or it is not unique. Stop it. All right, number one. This is where we get to the actual crux of the discussion. People who put themselves in a box. This drives me nuts. Okay? When you put yourself in a box, you can't grow. And growing is what matters in life. Learning, changing, developing your mind, your thoughts, all those things. When you put yourself in a box, you can't do it. Roy T. Bennett, who is a songwriter with Syd Turner, wrote a lot of Elvis Presley's hits, has this quote: "If it's only after you've stepped out of your comfort zone that you begin to change, grow, and transform." And then the modern philosopher of our age, Ted Lasso. Taking a challenge is a lot like riding a horse. If you're comfortable while you're doing it, you're probably doing it wrong. Change is not supposed to be comfortable. Growth is not supposed to be comfortable. It's supposed to be difficult. It's supposed to challenge you. If it's not, you're not really growing. Would you agree? Okay, good, because that's the whole point. All right. Also, York University agrees with me on this. The mission of York University is to transform or change lives through Christ-centered education to equip students for a lifelong service to God, family, and society. I got my YU brownie points for putting that up today. So, change, growth, is important. The Bible also says so. Do not conform to the path of this world, but be transformed, changed, by the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. If you are not growing, if you are not uncomfortable, okay, you can't grow in your spirituality, you can't grow in your love and knowledge of God. Another one, thanks, Cookie. Consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter various trials or temptations. We're supposed to enjoy the fact that we get tempted. Interesting. I don't know if that's correct, Dr. Best. No. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. We're supposed to be able to take on challenges, take on temptations, so that we can grow. So, are you in a box? Let's find out. I have a quiz. Do you listen only to people or media that agrees with you? If you only surround yourself with people that agree with you, you're in a box. If you only listen to people that agree with you, you're in a box. Do you teach or learn or work the same way you did 10, 20 years ago? As a teacher, if I can walk into a classroom, my classroom from 10 years ago, and it looks exactly the same as my classroom now, I'm not growing. I'm not doing my job. I'm shorting you as a student. This is where we get to a part where I might get in trouble. Do you confuse fact and faith? Facts are things we can prove. Faith is something we believe. It can't be proven. And that's the power of faith. If your faith is so boarded up, so walled in, that you cannot listen to people who disagree with you and talk with them and discuss with them, your faith is in a box. We don't want our faith to be fact, because fact can be proven, then it's easy. Faith is something that you have to challenge yourself. You'll be challenged daily on. And if you don't allow yourself to be challenged, you will not grow in your faith. Ergo, you are in a box. And the worst part about all of this is if you put your faith in a box, you put God in a box. So grow. Be challenged. Seek out things that you disagree with. Talk to them. Allow yourself to try to find out where they're coming from so that you can grow. I'm not saying you have to agree with them. But if you don't know the opposite of what you believe in somebody else's opinion on something, how are you sure in what you believe? How are you sure in your faith? Okay? That's all. I have one announcement. Freshman seminar, you are meeting in the Cornerstone or Miller rooms today in the Mackey Center. Don't go to your normal classrooms. Deal? Make sure you meet your freshman seminar teacher to check in with them so you get counted for being there. Deal? Have a great rest of your day.
Les, great message.